So this is Wild Talk Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a man. What the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Final statements were made as we are on the road to WrestleMania this Saturday and Sunday from Las Vegas. If you haven't heard, tickets are on sale. You could still get some. I don't think they're 25% off anymore. They may be for like an hour. But hey, you can get tickets for WrestleMania this Saturday and Sunday. And for SmackDown and Raw. Ticketmaster. Wherever you get your tickets. In case you're aware. They want to sell some more tickets. And they did by pushing the matches as hard as they could with 5 and 6 days to go. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming, it's not Twitch Prime, it's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen to support the channel for free. You can use credit card Rock and Soccer. Lin's M Ward in the Fortnite AM shop when this Thursday. You can get Stone Cold Steve Austin. Hashtag Epic Partner. I'm the producer.
What?
That's Lindsay Ward.
This was a buffet of feuds as we push for the go home to WrestleMania.
It really was a buffet of feuds going into WrestleMania. Every match they could possibly sell tonight, they kind of sold with the talent they had available. It was a solid show. The man says the ending fell flat in his opinion. I mean, with everything they've done, it was going to fall flat for some because they kind of tied the story together and then gave you words to use in promo packages. That's what they did.
I mean, the match has been made. It's been sold. Like, there's not a lot else they need to do to it. We've been saying this the whole time. Like, the match is sold. It's Punk versus Roman. So, like, all of us were like, all right, bet, cool. But, like, they didn't need to do a lot to put this over. And given, I mean, they got, for a jam-packed show, they got a lot of time.
Well, Roman never went as hard at Punk as Punk went as Roman this entire feud.
But Roman never does that. Roman's not a promo guy. He's never been a promo guy. That's the thing. What made Roman good was Heyman. Because Heyman cut Roman's promos for him. And then Roman would come in and throw like something into it. Just, you know, throw the acknowledge me or throw a couple terse words in there. And that would help like just put the icing on the cake, as it were, when they were in the bloodline. But on his own, Roman isn't really a promo guy. He's like, not a talker. That's not what he's known for.
He takes Roman takes jabs. He doesn't take big right hands.
Yeah. Whereas Punk throws haymakers verbally. So Roman is never going to go toe-to-toe with Punk. He's never going to get up there. He can try. It's going to be awkward as fuck. But, like, he's never going to go toe-to-toe with Roman. Or with Punk.
No, I'll get more into that here in a little bit. We got other things to cover to start. It was Lyra Valkyrie and Charlotte Flair. Pretty good match. With Bayley losing on SmackDown, Charlotte, we knew, would lose here, and she did. With help from Bayley, Lyra got the win. And then they had a little bit of a shoving match after the match was over with all four women, setting the stage for the tag match on their Saturday. Yeah.
We had a little back and forth. We had a little, you know, scuffle. People were pushing. People were yelling. You know, they're fired up. They're ready to go. I thought this was fine. No problems with it. It felt a little quick, but maybe it wasn't. But I think they gave it an appropriate amount of time for what the match will probably be. So I'm cool with it.
Yeah, it was fine. It was about 10 minutes long. It was fine. I would run it back again for sure.
I would like to see it get a little bit more time just to see what Charlotte and Lyra can really do.
Yeah, together. you put it on a big stage, it would work.
But that's something. But you can use this as the starting point of that if you want. So,
yeah,
totally fine with it.
Totally fine with it. And I would give those four women a standard tag match in 15 minutes, and they would do everything they could. Be a really good match. Backstage, we saw an incident where the Usos were talking with LA Knight, and then the MFTs and Solo Sikoa woke up. They're yammering back and forth, basically setting up a 6-man tag team match for the show, which was the Usos and LA Knight taking on Solo, Tangaloa, and JC Mateo. There was a video package before showing iShow Speed working out in the ring with Logan Paul and Austin Theory, setting the stage for their 6-man tag. You had Tama Tonga show up. It distracted Solo, allowing LA Knight and the Usos to get the win. And they redid the Usos music.
Again.
Basically, they used Jay's music and they added new lyrics to it, which was should have been the first move. It's just us, Oos. Day one-ish. It's just us, Oos. So you could still, you know, get in the fans to eat.
It's a process. They're working on figuring it out, you know?
Yeah.
They're trying things. They're experimenting.
There was a backstage segment with Io and Asuka and Kairi setting up a match between Io and Kairi. Kairi got the win. Good match.
Still no word on Io's Mania match.
No, I think, but they gave you the, you know, the hook if they need to add it. If they don't, you set the stage for a later date.
Yeah, but it was kind of like, ew, there's still no match. Oh, no. But no, the match was really good, which you would expect it to be. Like, there's no notes on this one. It was really well done. But it was just kind of, you're sitting there and you're like, oh no, this is not good.
You had Rhea come out after Asuka got involved, then Jade came out and attacked her, so you're saying adding more heat there. And Asuka knocked Io off the top rope, allowing Kairi Sane to get the win.
Yep. I wonder if you can do it without the Bellas. Like, you just have Jade's group and Rhea and Io, and maybe Asuka and Kairi.
What do you mean?
For Mania.
What are you talking about? Because none of them are involved in the tag match. That's why I'm confused.
They could be. That's what I'm saying. If Nikki doesn't get cleared.
You put, no, the plan is, if Nikki can't get cleared, is to put Kairi and Asuka into the match.
Got it.
That's the plan. Which is why everything is up on the up. I mean, if the Bellas are not on Friday, that means they're out. I think they're going to wait till as close as they can get.
They have to. I mean, it's pretty much they have to make the movie or the match on Friday. That's it. Unless they're going to wait till like Saturday or Sunday, which is...
They got till Saturday to do it. So, because that's the match. And the other match on the show was Javon Evans, Dragon Lee, taking on Rusev at JD McDonough. A preview set up for the latter match. Javon and Dragon Lee got the win. Rusev had a mad. Rey Mysterio came out. He got laid out. Penta came out. He got laid out. Rusev stood tall in the end.
Solid. Good build. I mean, that. I feel like that's going to kind of be part of the course for all of this, because these were such quick bites of like all of the matches going into Mania. So it's like, it's a solid follow-up to it. It's a nice conclusion if they don't hit it on Friday. Like, this was great. This was fine.
Yeah, and the laydown accolade looks really, really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
Stephanie Vaquer came to the ring. She was going to be interviewed by Kathy Kelly. Before that could happen, Liv came out, attacked her. They had to pull apart. Lots of screaming involved. Liv called Stephanie a bitch. Brought her back to the ring. They had to be pulled apart some more, and yeah, add some more heat. Lots of screaming.
A ton of screaming. Was not prepared for the screaming, but it was still good.
It was still good.
I think this needed this just a little bit, because you had Stephanie standing strong and tall at the end with Liv being sort of taken away. And yeah. I think Stephanie just maybe kind of needed that just a little bit.
Yeah. Backstage, Dom was complaining to Adam Pearce about having to fight the Demon. He signed for a match against Finn Balor, not the Demon, so he was complaining. And, well, he was complaining about Rey in the IC title match. And he told Dom, well, Rey got what he deserves, and you're going to get what you deserve at WrestleMania.
This is a stupid question. I don't remember when they announced it was the Demon. Did they announce it tonight, or did they announce it last week? Because I think everybody was speculating the Demon was going to come back, but I don't know if they had ever confirmed it.
They teased it with video, and then they officially announced it on social.
Okay, that's why I missed it. They did it on social. I was sitting here when they did that, and I was like, because I saw the teaser videos, and I was like, ooh, the Demon, they're doing Demon teasers, awesome. And then they just straight up said it's going to be the Demon at WrestleMania, and I was like, oh, well, that's disappointing. But at the same time, I was like, wait, did I miss something? Was I not paying attention when they announced that? Because I don't remember them announcing that. And then it makes sense that it was on social, because I haven't been on social in the last couple of days, so that would make sense. I kind of wish they hadn't done that. I wish they had left it to a surprise, or at least a possibility, just because I think we were all speculating that it was going to be the Demon. I think in a way we all knew it was going to be the Demon, but just to have that moment of suspense of are they or aren't they would have been really, really nice. And the fact that they're just basically like, oh, hey, it's going to be the Demon. I find that a little disappointing, because it sort of ruins some of the magic of the moment. Like, I'm fine with the Demon showing up at Mania, but personally, it's always that anticipation of the surprise that's the best. And it's what makes Mania Mania is, are they going to do it? Are they really going to do it? Are they going to have Finn go back to being the Demon? So, it's not a big deal. I'll still watch the match. I'll still enjoy the match. It's just more that anticipation factor kind of got ruined a little bit, because they're like, we're going to announce it's the Demon, because again, they are trying to sell tickets. It is very blatantly obvious at this point that it's like they are trying to sell tickets. So they're just going to announce everything. And granted, we are a week out. We're not even a week. We are 5 days out from WrestleMania. So it's fuck the surprises. We're just going to tell everybody what's going on, because we need people to buy tickets and come to this show.
Yeah, but we already knew that. It was confirmed without being confirmed. So them putting out, it didn't bother me. That's the best way to put it. It didn't bother me. Gunther came to the ring. He was about to talk. Rollins jumped him, saying that was a receipt for being jumped 2 weeks in a row. He told him to come to the ring, stop kissing Heyman's ass, and tell me why we're fighting. Gunther said he was solving Heyman's problem with a smile on his face, because Rollins was pissing him off. He said Rollins has been strutting around acting like he's the best in the ring, but he's not. Gunther is the best. When he held the World Heavyweight Championship, Rollins chose to become a useful idiot for Heyman rather than seek out the highest level of competition. He said this is very personal to him, and he will prove that Rollins can't lace his boots. They brawled for a bit. They both went for a big move. Gunther bailed to end the segment. This was fine.
This was really good.
Yeah,
this was...
It gave you the reason now.
Yeah, it just adds a little bit more heat onto it, which is fine. Again, there's no issue with them doing just a little bit more storytelling at all in this, just because, again, it's sort of put together at the last minute, sort of, kind of. And so you kind of sit here and you're like, okay, but why would he join with Heyman? Like, what's really going on? And now we finally have a reason as to sort of why Gunther did the thing.
So they had two different contracts on it tonight. One with Paul Heyman and Brock Lesnar. So he did his normal thing, called that Lesnar will be the winner, Oba will be the loser, proving Brock is the best of the best in all the things he normally says. So he signed the contract. Mm-hmm. He left. Then they had Oba Femi come out later. He signed his contract. Heyman was there. Heyman said he'd been in the industry his entire life, but he'd never seen anyone come across to the audience as the biggest star in the industry like as fast as Oba Femi. Heyman said he knows when he's safe and when he's not. He said Oba is a violent man, and so he'll stay on the stage. He said Oba is the most violent man to come to WWE since Brock Lesnar. He said Oba is the fastest rising star to the top since Brock Lesnar. Heyman said that he is the most impressive fighter and combat athlete, but he couldn't finish the sentence because the fans started chanting for Oba again. Heyman said everything would come crashing down with Suplex City and F5 when Lesnar conquers Oba Femi. Heyman said that after he conquers him on Sunday, his door is always open for him. Fans didn't like that. Oba said he was taking everything not in him to not beat up Paul Heyman from pillar to post. He said the physical pain scars would heal, but the emotional wounds Heyman suffers when his beast loses at WrestleMania will last forever. Forever. Oba recalled Lesnar issuing an open challenge because 25 years of history and said Lesnar can't be beat. Oba said he has 4 weeks of history that shows that he can be beat. Oba said if Heyman was honest, he would have come out and admitted that his client is afraid of him. Oba said he would slay the beast because I'm the one and always have been the one. He knows that the He knows that the fans know it, and Heyman knows it will happen at WrestleMania. This was a really good promo for Oba Femi.
Yeah, he looked really strong in this.
The fact that Lesnar hasn't gotten his pound of flesh has to be concerned. Yeah, we talked about it last night. It's like, I thought he would get his pound of flesh. He did not. So, could be troubling for Sunday. Monday Night Raw opened, though, with a cold open of Roman Reigns, basically saying that CM Punk has been lying this entire time. Used history video pieces and told him that by the end of the night, he has to come out and tell the truth. So, Roman Reigns came out. Got the Sacramento to acknowledge him. And then CM Punk came through the crowd, like he's Roman Reigns in the Shield. He said he's out here to tell the truth and talked about the political smear campaign, but, you know, we'll tell the truth. Told him to tell me when I'm telling lies. He goes to the ring. He said, Roman's like, if you come in this ring, we're not going to need this mic. So he stood in the apron. Punk says, I hate you. I hate you because I envy you. He said this was all he wanted since he was a kid and resented that it was handed to Roman Reigns. He said he hates that Reigns was champion for 1,316 days. He said that he knows Roman worked his ass off to accomplish that. He also knows how many times Roman has ran around WrestleMania, and he hates that. He told Roman, tell me when I'm telling lies. And asked him, lie. And Punk said if he hates, he envies Roman Reigns and feels that way. Punk said Seeker was a champion and a Hall of Famer. He said he hates that he invoked Roman's father's name in vain, and I sincerely apologize to you. He then came into the ring at this point. Punk said he hates that there's more than one royal family in pro wrestling. He hates that he envies the fact that he was important to a dynasty. Punk said he found his family in every VFW, Knights of Columbus, Hall, etc. He said he found his family on the Indies. He said he conquered the Indies and he went to Japan and around the world. Punk said he wasn't handed anything or born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He said he busted his ass. He hates that he has to share anything with Roman Reigns, including that he has to share the first time he's headlining WrestleMania in a singles match. Punk said talked about having the gold above his head at the end on Sunday night, and the ring announcer would say, and still, and the fans would chant his name. He goes, tell me when I'm telling what lies. And Roman's like, that's the most truthful words you've ever said until the end. He said, I hate you too. I hate you for a long time, but the main reason is because of the relationship with all of them, meaning the fans. He hopes that one day when he leaves, that he's gone, when he's gone, they miss him as much as they miss Punk, and will chant his name for 10 years straight. Roman said there's no one could take away the connection that Punk has made with the fans, and so the reality is his time is up on Sunday. He gave you too much to hold this relevance, and he did nothing with it. It will not be and still on Sunday. It will be and new. The experiment would end on Sunday and fix the mess that Punk started. He'd make this place where it had it at the very top worth every dollar. And at the end of the day, at the end of the night, you along with the whole world will acknowledge me. Solid. To the point. It put a bow on it all, I think.
It was a nice quiet build, like a nice quiet bow, where this was very civil. There was no name calling. There was no fist being thrown. There was none of that. They were just sending this off in a very quiet way, tying this up in a quiet way. I think Punk adding that he's envious of Roman was a nice touch.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's kind of sort of the stock standard, I hate you because you're a Nepo baby Punk reason that they use, but it added a little bit more depth to this than I think we have had previously. I don't know if starting with it would have been good, but it is a nice end, if that makes sense. That it's like, that's Punk's actual reason for why he's like pissed at Roman, is because it's like, you were literally handed everything I ever wanted, and I never got that. And I hate you for that. Like, I respect you, but I hate you for that kind of thing. So I thought this was good. The fact that he kept saying we has me intrigued, but maybe I'm overthinking that. What do you mean by that? Like, we?
Bloodline.
Ah, I don't know if they're going to bring that back.
I don't think they'd bring it back.
You might have the Usos get involved, but I don't see a need here. This needs to be just Punk and Roman. At most, I could see Dwayne at some point getting involved, or the Usos later. But for this, for Mania, it needs to be Punk and Roman. And yeah, this shouldn't have shenanigans in it. If Dwayne's going to show up, they're going to announce that. They're going to say he's going to be there. They're not going to leave that just out in the ether for people, not when they're in this mode.
Especially when they're desperate for tickets, they would announce. And they're not playing that card because he has two movies this year. He's not playing that card. No.
So, like, I think if you have Dwayne show up, he will show up later, possibly for in the summer. But right now, no, he's not going to do that. So I thought this was good. Again, as we said earlier, Roman is never going to go toe-to-toe with Punk, but this kind of put him on an equal ground because it was more Roman style of promo, where it was a softer promo and it was easier for him to deliver that. It didn't have that fire, even though it did have plenty of fire, but it wasn't that very punchy, fiery, almost evangelical promo that Punk does, right? It wasn't that, and it wasn't that back and forth. It was a very calm exchange between the two.
Yeah.
And that played to Roman's strengths, which helped him. And I appreciate that they gave him that sort of like, okay, we're going to throw you a bone, basically. But yeah, I thought this was fine. Do I think this should have closed the show? I don't know. That's my thing. I think where it does fall flat is this is the last thing you see on Monday Night Raw. I think it absolutely deserved the spot because it is a main event. But I think Seth and Gunther had a little bit more punch to it. I think Brock and Oba definitely had some more punch to it. Like, I think you could have closed with Oba and it would have been really good. But I don't know.
I was fine to close. It was... had to. That's the Roman spot. You had to close it with him.
Yeah. Like, I don't have a problem with it. It's just, it's in terms of everything that happened on the show, because they hit literally almost every feud that they could. I think, no, they did touch it. They just didn't have him, I think, come out. But it's like they did a small recap for every feud that's coming, and then certain feuds got featured on the show, and that was that. There was a lot of information that was delivered tonight in very quick succession. And so it was at times a little overwhelming because it's like, oh my God, okay, all right, we're just hitting everything at once. And part of that, I think, was because people are going to be traveling and they may not see SmackDown. So to make sure that everybody sees it, they're doing it tonight. They're going tonight.
And that's what you got to do. That was wrong. Just go home. It was fine.
We are officially on the off ramp to WrestleMania, guys.
And it continues this Thursday when we preview WrestleMania on the rack.
That's right. Tune in. Bring snacks, bring drinks, everybody. Because this is gonna be a long one. It's our two-night WrestleMania preview in one night. We're talking everything. Not everything. We're not going through all 14 matches, but we are gonna do picks, we are gonna do previews. We are going to do discussions, so tune in. Should be a good time. Bring your opinions. Bring your thoughts. Bring your emotional outbursts. Because it is the WrestleMania preview show for The Rack. Tim P. Meester, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
We will simulate WrestleMania on Friday around 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on Twitch. Saturday night, when WrestleMania ends, we'll be live with Rack Extra Reviews WrestleMania Night 1 to talk all about it. WrestleMania Night 2, when it ends, WrestleTalk Radio will be on air to talk all about both nights. The Rack will be back on the following Thursday to talk about Night 2. And we'll be back next Monday night for all the fallout on Raw after Mania. It's at WildTalkRadio's Facebook.com/WildTalkRadio Network chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming, it's not Twitch Prime, it's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen You can use creator code RocketSock or
Lin's M Ward
in the horde item shop or Epic Games or when you buy Stone Cold Steve Austin and Liv Morgan this Thursday in the horde item shop, because we are
hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lin's Ward, LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lin's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@LinsWard, and you can follow me on TikTok, LinsWard0.
This has been the Ross Pro Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for the rec. And all week long. And right back here next Monday for the Ross Pro Show. Live across the airwaves, the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live right here at twitch.tv/WTRLive.
WildTalkRadio.com.